Well, we won't ask you to talk for too long. Would you mind stating your name and the time in the that you worked in the legislature?
Julius O. Duncan, Jr. I served in the legislature, in the 52nd legislature in 1951 and 52.
Thank you. Can you tell us a bit about your background and what got you interested in politics and eventually running for the House of Representatives?
Well, of course, I grew up as a child in these things, as my father was county attorney, district attorney, and with all of the other lawyers in my little East Texas towns. But then I was going to college when I came home from World War II at SMU in Dallas to go to law school with the intention of becoming a lawyer and following along in politics as I'd worked in those things all my life, up until then even. And in 1948, I was a delegate to the Democrat Convention in Philadelphia at the age of 21. And the thing that got me involved in coming to the legislature was in 1949, or December of 49, when I was in Japan. I broke my ankle and went to the hospital, and I got a letter from my father saying that the businessmen and attorneys in my hometown would like for me to run for the legislature. And I told him to go ahead and enter my name and do so, in as much as I could transfer to the University of Texas and go to law school instead of at SMU. And then along came the Korean War in the summer of 1950, where I was, and they elected me their state representatives. So in November, I came home from Korea to serve in the 52nd legislature. And that's what got me started in it.
Can you tell us about your experience with the leadership at the time, maybe the speaker that you served under, or the chairman that you worked with?
Well, I basically don't remember the chairman of the committees. I remember some of the things we did in the committees, but the Speaker of the House was a gentleman named Reuben Centerfit from San Saba, and he and I were the only two members ever elected to the legislature serving in the service. He was elected to the House of Representatives during World War II while he was in the legislature. He was a really fine gentleman, and I liked him, and he advised me to stay in the legislature. And the reason I didn't was because in 1952, I ran for the U.S. House of Representatives rather than returning to Austin in the House of Representatives. Some of the experiences, and the one main experience, and sometimes I regard it as being of very great interest and other times as of being comical, was one of the big problems that we were having in the 52nd legislature was the difference between the fight between the railroads and the truckers as to the enlargement of the load that a truck could carry and the length that the trucks could carry. The Transportation Committee could not make a decision upon it, so the Speaker assigned it to the Agriculture Committee, to which I was a part of, and we met on the House floor after the adjournment of the session. And we were sitting there, and this gentleman gets up who represented the trains and stated his name, and that he represented the trains, and that we were not to give the truckers any approval, and that we would do what he said. Well, at the time, I didn't know exactly what to think of it, and I stood up and said, "Sir, you know, I was in Korea last summer when we had a shortage of any kind of supplies and ammunition, and the truck and the trains went on strike, and you would not work out your problem, and we were not receiving what we needed. And the only way we received anything was from the truckers getting it for us. And I don't think that I was elected to the legislature to do exactly what one person said, but I thought I was supposed to represent the general public. And so I can't, and although I have voted for you train people up until now, at this time, I move the passage of this bill and ask for it to be done." So the chairman of the committee called for the vote. It was passed, and the truckers received their approval of their bill. This was one of the interesting things I found. It was also found, and as I was on the House committee to reorganize, depending upon the number of people in districts and in Texas as to how these were to be done, and I had an interest in that as well. But those are, you know, after 64 years now, I've kind of forgotten a lot of things, but I still remember a few of them.
Yeah.
And the good times. Thank you.
One last question. Do you have any advice for new members that you would like to give them?
Well, the advice I would give any new member would be to come here with the idea in mind to represent the state of Texas and to represent the people and the desires of which he was elected, and try to, and all of his opinion may be different at times. And it's always good that if you need to disagree agreeably, and to listen to some of the senior members and to learn from them for future years as to what you may do.
Thank you very much. Very good advice, and thank you for taking the time to give us the interview.
Well, thank you. I hope I didn't make too bad a statement.
No, that was wonderful. Can I walk you anywhere?